It's time. I am nervous. Hi, everybody. I am Matara Khan of V Shoujo, and this is my new podcast.
Yay, me! Yay, you!
And you must be wondering, who the hell is that right there making all those noises? Why won't you come up and say the line?
Say the line. Say the line.
You see the thing.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Pandemonium, Iran. You know those videos that they always edit where it's like a bunch of people at the bar watching a big TV?
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, it'll put like the Smash announcement or something.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone just cheers and yells.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Right. Who are you?
Oh, that's so true.
Just immediately.
Well, I was going to say, welcome to our summer adventure.
Hi, everybody. I am Matara Khan of Shoujo. This is Mint Fantôme, and this is our podcast, Mint and Matara's Summer Special.
It's summer not special! No, well, I was going to say, like, adventure as in, like, just a general adventure. I wasn't saying the name.
Oh, my God. The amount
She's
of
She's already
adventures.
Nitpicking me, you guys. This is...
What do you want me to do? This is how you are. You drive me insane.
Well, you summoned me here. Hello, everybody. I'm Mint Fantôme. I have no...
Yeah, she's adjusting. I'm sorry, by the way, for anybody that missed it, we have a little teaser video. I did summon her, and now it's kind of hard, right? Because you're coming from heaven, and now you're on Earth for a little bit. Your body's adjusting. How does it feel? Is it kind of like, you know, jet lag, a little bit of sickness?
I think, yeah, it's definitely like, there's like a interdimensional sort of, it's almost like seasick that nobody tells you about, you know?
Yeah. And it feels kind of hard to pilot yourself, right?
Yeah, I feel very, I don't know, I can't control my body. My ectoplasm is kind of leaking a little bit, so I apologize.
Leaking everywhere. You just got here and you're leaking everywhere. Jeez.
Sorry, we're going to have to clean up the set behind us afterwards.
Clean up
I mean,
beach
we're on the three? Beach. We're on the beach. Yeah. Sorry, we're not on a set. What was... Of course not.
How come this podcast is temporary? How come you're only here for a short amount of time? What happened?
Well, I could say the same to you, Matara Khan. Why is it temporary? I think we already discussed this a little bit.
Look, this is what I need to explain to everybody. Why this podcast is here now. I felt a little lonely, okay? All I do is work really hard. I am currently in a group called Vishojo, and all we do there is everybody's lovely. Everybody's so nice. There's no drama. There's nothing. And I kind of, you know, I miss fighting. I need a little bit of spice, a little bit of excitement.
What kind of spice am I? Am I like a pepper or?
You're the worst kind. Yes.
I am a spice. I'm mint.
Mint is not a spice. Like, it's my not? Favorite spice. Wait. Salt, sugar, and mint.
Wait, mint's not.
But I just love cracked black pepper. It's my favorite spice.
Wait, pepper is a spice? Wait, is mint not a spice?
Okay. They are spices, but... Well, no. Okay, mint is not a spice. Mint is a leaf. It's a leaf.
A leaf can be a spice.
No. A spice is a spice.
What's a spice then?
It's something that flavors your food. Oh, I see what you mean. So then a leaf. Hold on. I'm going to look this up. Is mint a spice?
Yeah,
I think
mint
is a leaf that flavors. Tender herb with gentle stems. It is best to add them raw at the end of the cooking
process. Tender?
Well, you're not tender. And you're very spicy though.
I didn't used to be so spicy.
I don't believe that at all. From knowing you for a little bit, I actually think you used to be more spicy. And you're getting softer and tenderer with age and reincarnation. I didn't know a better word. For like, you know when you go to heaven, then you come back down. You're technically, right?
I'm like a little, I will, you know, in heaven, kind of, I don't know. I also started to feel a little bit of a monotonous life, you know, mm-hmm. and I also decided that maybe, well, also you kind of forcefully with, you know, the spell and everything, kind of yeah. like.
So wasn't the allure of the riches that drew you here? Because you know that my toenails will sell for a lot of money.
I was literally about to say your toenails. I was like, oh yeah, I came straight for the toenails.
For anybody that doesn't know, I lured her in. She is going to be selling my toes on the, would it be the black market of heaven? I don't know what it would be.
Well,
heaven's black market?
I'm not really in heaven anymore. There is like a pretty... pretty interesting black market of the afterlife, though. I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she is here with me, temporary. I am gonna say this right now. This podcast is temporary. It is not forever. It is for the summer. And eventually, you will get a very dramatic announcement from us that will say 10 episodes left. Look forward to it.
Well, you forgot to say why it's temporary, though, because you are the one who used such insufficient materials.
Well,
to summon me.
Hey, by the way, just saying, my materials suck, but you can just, you know, you can just fall in love with me and decide to stay here with me forever. You don't have to leave. So,
I think we'll come to that one. Let's come back to that.
What's the next topic we got to talk about? So again, everybody, please be a little patient with us as we learn to navigate A, how to podcast together, B, you know, how to deal with each other, because now we are basically kind of bound to each other for the next little bit.
Oh, boy.
Excited. I know you're talking shit, but I'm kind of excited. I'm looking forward to it. I feel like you keep me grounded, humbled, young, distraught. I need that in my life. I need that kind of adventure.
I'm ready to suck your life force. And what are you eating?
I'm sorry. It's hot on this beach.
We just started and we can't. People are going to be like, oh, I didn't realize she's I was crunching. Signing up for a mukbang. Like,
which actually is a great idea. It's a great idea for future stuff. No, you don't want to do it. I know you love mukbang, like the eating sounds. I know you love that.
I'm going to heaven.
I just remembered a really like particular joke that is a little bit where it's like an angel fell today. You in hell looking for me. Where is she? This is a very like particular joke. Oh my God.
Well, we should also mention that, you know, we did kind of, have our paths cross before.
Yes, we did.
In the past, a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As I remember, you came from
Hollywood. So let's talk a little bit. Okay, everybody, for everybody tuning in, again, this is something that, you know, episode one, we're going to talk to you a little bit about how we met, maybe our first impressions, why are we starting a podcast, right? Like, don't we talk enough? She doesn't. She talks to me. Today we caught up for 5 hours and I told her enough. We have got to stop talking. Keep this conversation for the podcast. I'm done. I guess, how did we meet?
Well, I guess they let anyone into Hollywood nowadays.
Yeah, they really do.
I mean,
they really do.
I don't know who let this cockroach have a gig, but you know, there's a, like I said, in heaven, sometimes it would get a little boring. So I'd frequent the Hollywood sphere. I'd sometimes go, I would do a little haunting. Mm-hmm. I'd do a little possession. Mm-hmm.
You like to possess little things, little gnomes, little creatures.
Little creatures.
Little creatures. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, creatures. I don't know. Gnomes is a bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get
it. How many gnomes do you see in Hollywood?
None anymore. I don't know if that's kind of sad. I'm sorry. There's no, you know, we got to get the jitters
more,
out of the way.
We need more gnome representation in Hollywood.
If you're you know, less than 10 centimeters apply.
Oh my gosh, shut the hell up.
That's the energy I'm trying to bring out. You're being actually so shy and so cute. I love it. But everyone's going to have like the first episode impression of you and the last episode impression of you are going to be so different for anybody.
Isn't that usually how things go? Like, though, I mean, I used to stream from my maid cafe, but I mean, it's been a long time and a lot has happened. But we're here to just have a fun time together and spend the summer with you guys.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And you know the best part about all of this?
What?
We have all summer to get into trouble, get into adventures, maybe get into maid cafes. All that good stuff. So part of my turn, how did we meet? We had worked for anybody that, you know, might not be familiar with VTubers or the Sphere. There's a lot of things that we won't be discussing because legalities, but some of the things we will be discussing. So we worked at a job before together. We got to know each other and then we both eventually left and remained friends, much to everyone's chagrin and surprise.
My surprise too.
Liar, you love me. So how we met was basically, yeah, we met at a job. And you started working there a little bit before me. And what were the first... Okay. Since you were my senior, what were your first impressions of me?
I remember you going very in on just your slow and... sexy voice.
I hate you so much. Hi, honey.
Oh my God, she said the thing.
She said the thing. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I remember being like, wow, she is actually mommy. But I think the more that I got to know you, it became less that and more
you
like...
You don't think I'm mommy anymore?
No, I think you're a little... I think you're like partial girl failure.
Go on.
And a partial baby, but you're also girl boss, you know?
Okay, good. Are you saying baby because I'm very emotional? We could talk about that later, how emotional I am. And, you know, is that why you think I'm baby? Because I feel my emotions deeply? Are you shaming me for my emotions? If I speak, I am in big trouble.
Mommy will punish me, you guys.
So you thought I was... So now you think I'm a failure and a baby and pathetic.
And well, I was actually... I'll be honest. I think I mean, it was so long ago, but I think maybe I felt a little intimidated because I was like, wow,
I get that.
It, like, first impression, I was like, you really seem like you have it all together and you've got a... you're so mature.
I really am. Thanks. My first impression of you, since you started at the job before me, I actually watched you start. But, you know, you didn't know me back then because I was just watching you from the shadows. I was lurking. I was peeking. I thought you were really funny. I thought you were a star. I thought you had, you know, those qualities. You're funny. I was also, you know, I didn't know humor back then. So I thought anything was funny.
Okay.
No, I thought you were really funny. I thought you were very hardworking and yeah, you just had something about you that I really just don't know how to describe it other than whatever star quality is, I thought you had it. And when I then joined, you know, the workplace. Mm-hmm. So without getting into detail, you know, we were about, you know, maybe a few girls. And even though I was new, you were also new. So we couldn't really get to talk a lot with anybody because everybody was just kind of working and building their brand and all that stuff. And
everybody worked
even though you were busy, you still really made time to talk to me, answer questions. You actually helped me a lot with an art. And I just felt that you were very helpful and very, despite the fact that you had, you know, those qualities that initially maybe could seem a little intimidating, you were extremely open and you were extremely willing to help, which I think is very important and something that I really appreciated about you from the start.
Oh, you said it so sincerely.
I know. It's like I like you or something, you know? I also distinct memory of me being in Discord and you joining. Because like I would usually hang out in Discord to try and make people join and talk. Uh-huh. Everybody that we were around was, you're very shy. And we can talk about that later. Like you take a while to warm up to people. But everybody else other than me was even shyer than you. That's the thing.
You think so?
Yeah. At the start, remember? Yeah, I think so. And
that's true.
I remember you joined call with me at one point and I have this distinct memory. I was eating hummus with a bunch of cut up vegetables and we just bonded over how much you also did that. Like this was before the girl dinner meme or any of that stuff. And we just had this really long, intense conversation about how much we just love like cutting up whatever veggies we have in the fridge and eating them.
Oh, yeah.
Memory that I have. Yeah.
Was that like our first real conversation we had together? I think so.
Side of, you know, like
about
being
veggies
at work and about veggie. I mean, that's kind of how do you think your impression changed of me as we kind of got to know each other?
I think I mentioned that earlier, right? Just how before it seemed you are still very mature.
Yeah.
I learned how baby you can be.
What do you mean?
I think the momos can agree though, I feel, probably.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's a gap. It's a gap moy, sort of.
I've gotten better at showing vulnerability. For a really, really long time, I always only wanted to project a strong image because I'm so sensitive and emotional on the inside. So I only want to project. Oh, one second. Oh, what's going on with me? Oh, sorry for that, everybody. I think my body's overheating in the heat. All right. So for a while, I think I only wanted to project a strong image. And because of that, I never really let myself get comfortable or admit if I feel sad or maybe that I'm not feeling confident about something. And I've just gotten a lot better at communicating it. And realizing that it's okay if I don't feel confident or if I don't feel 100%, I can still have a great day and I can still go and do a project. And
well, I think,
for
like,
example, this podcast, right? Sorry to, we've never done a podcast before. We don't know how it's going to go, but I'm still,
no idea.
I can still be worried about the logistics of it and still go forward. And I think opening up about my insecurities has made me a little bit more well-rounded and hopefully less intimidating. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, all I was going to say, sorry, guys, we're going to be talking over each other for a bit until we get used to, actually, we do that all the time when we talk normally too.
I mean, that's a conversation, right? You're excited. Yeah. You want to follow along.
We're just continuing along. But, you know, what I was saying is, you know, you're a cockroach. I feel that. I feel like you probably have to. What do you mean? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
You're a slimy bug.
Okay.
You're a
whoa.
You're a crawly creature. You're a creepy crawly.
Keep flirting
from space.
I like it. Oh yeah, you're saying all the right things.
But I think that, you know, already has like a, you know, bugs, the cockroaches in general are stronger. They're that resilient kind of creature. But being on Earth has made you... Do you feel a little bit... I mean, it's been a long time since I've been a human. Since I've been a ghost for so long. But do you feel a little bit more human or...
Yeah, I'm slowly kind of understanding that it doesn't make me a bad cockroach. It doesn't make me a bad human. It doesn't make me a bad alien if I kind of lean into my weaknesses as well. It's okay to have weaknesses. I don't need to cover them up. I can be honest about things that I'm not good in. Or in my case, it's been honest about sometimes I feel emotional about things. And that's okay. Mm. I don't have to act on those emotions, right?
Glad episode one is turning into a therapy session.
Every episode should be a therapy session. So your impression of me changed from like this intimidating girl boss to a sweet, kind, soft-hearted woman with a heart of gold and breasts of steel. Actually, no, breasts should be soft. Breasts
steel?
Okay, what?
What did you say?
Why don't you ever listen to me when I speak?
Didn't you say breasts of steel?
Yeah. I didn't mean to say breasts of steel. Breasts of mochi.
of pudding.
Oh, pudding. Giga pudding.
Pudding. Pudding. Oh my God. Oh. Why is that such an ancient thing you remember?
It is a great advertisement. For anybody listening, there was this chain of advertisements. Look up Giga Pudi. It's a pudding brand in Japan. It's a great advertisement.
Giga Pudi. It had like a song and everything.
Uh-huh. So your impression started changing. And then how would you feel about me right now?
I think you... I said, though, that I think you are still a girl boss, but you're just a little bit more baby than I imagined.
Okay.
You're very... You wear your heart on your sleeve a little bit.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you sometimes struggle to... Not struggle, but you very easily show... How you're feeling a lot of the time. Sometimes you're pretty good to be like, you know, I'm feeling frustrated today, but I'm just going to keep going. Yeah. And yeah, I think you're really good about that.
Thanks. Aw, you're being nice to me. When it comes to you, I think for you, one of the biggest things that's very... I don't know if it's that surprising about you, but it's always surprising to me because we are very close and we talk so deeply. I'm always very surprised at how shy you can be. And I'm always very surprised at how much you kind of keep your emotions within, even with me. So, and the example that I have in mind is a while ago, there was when you were leaving your old place of work, we were on a call together. And like you were fine. I remember I called you after and everything like that. And I feel like I cried in front of you more than you did. And that's, I cried for when I was leaving. I cried for when you were leaving. And you did eventually also, you know, process your pain. But you don't really ever show your pain even to friends. Like you're a lot more guarded, I feel, with that kind of stuff. And that's always been very surprising. I think about you. How else has my impression of you changed? I just, now that I kind of know a little bit more about how you function and how you work, I think you're even more impressive with your creativity, with your drive, with the things that kind of excite you and engage you and your goals, aspirations, dreams. I'm even, now that I know kind of, you know, now that I know how it works, I'm even more impressed at you. And yeah, before I just thought you were kind of, oh, a star, and she just kind of, you know, she's doing so good and she's so, but now that I see how you are, it's even more impressive about you.
What? I don't think there's anything impressive, though. I think, truly, if I like something, I just, I think I get actually too overly attached to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just, life is more fun that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why, you know, I always am wanting people to kind of explore their passions and, you know, be unapologetically excited mm-hmm. about things. Like, that's kind of...
Oh, you are. She is so... And I love that. Like, I love a lot of things, I think, very deeply, but not to the point that you love the things you love. Like, when, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, she likes Metal Gear a little bit. But
did
you are
Metal Gear?
Who said that? Who said that? Okay.
Metal Gear?
Big Boss?
Big Boss?
I don't... I'm actually going to roast you about that later. We're going to talk about the bookstore, which we're going to talk about that.
The bookstore.
Oh yeah. It's in my notes for today's episode.
Bookstore.
You'll get there. We'll get there when we get there. I just feel usually in my life, I've always been kind of the most passionate person that I know. Everybody would always comment on how passionate I am, how engaged I am. Mm. And your passion is 10 times my passion. So that's why I'm so inspired by you and how passionate you are and how free you are and how you live with your stuff.
I think you're pretty passionate really nice. Too, though, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's one of those that maybe I don't recognize it in myself, right? Because we never really see ourselves the way we are. We see ourselves as we think we are.
Cause like,
wait, why am I getting so deep?
I know. This is episode one. It's like for example, your passion for what's the word? Like just like ugly games.
She's talking about RimWorld, by the way. And Dwarf Fortress. That's what she's talking about.
What was the one where you build the factory and the things?
Factorio.
Factorio. But for real, though, you would always be like, okay, I'm going to go play this game for
15 hours.
Yep. And I think it also, your passion shows on streams, too, because you're always streaming for like 8 hours a day.
So. And what you're talking about, it's called a video game addiction.
That's still a passion. I have a Metal Gear addiction. It's the same thing.
Speaking of ugly little games, as we're recording this, last week I did a Terraria stream for 15 hours straight. It was one of my first times playing Terraria. It's called being addicted to video games.
Terraria is one of those types of games, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
It was fun. Oh, I have to tell you, I found a way to gotcha it. When you fish, you get crates. So now I would fish and get like 5 or 10 crates, and then I'd open them. Oh, my God, the dopamine. I recommend gambling to all children
maybe
watching.
I shouldn't have. That is a joke.
Legally, I am joking.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, my God. No, I get it. I get it. It's maybe for me, I don't see it right. For me, I don't see it as a passion because I just see it as a video game addiction. But you're right. Mm-hmm. When you see me have so much fun, when I got into Dwarf Fortress, it was like 12 hours every day. When I get into Crusader Kings binges, I will download the game. I will play 15 hours a day for 3 days straight. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm in my dungeon.
I think that's a passion.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about why and when do we want to start a podcast? Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Well, back a long time ago, I had thought, you know, back in heaven, I was just like, I kind of want to do a podcast. I don't know. I listened to a couple podcasts. I don't think I listen to as many podcasts as you do, though. But I thought I want to start a podcast, and seeing Matara in like Hollywood and everything, I thought I don't know, she's kind of got like a nice vibe, and I thought we could start one together. But it just, I think timing never helped, never like worked out for us. But so I kind of forgot about it for a long time, to be honest. Yeah, and then.
Okay, let me then say my side of the story, and then we'll link up the story. So my story, I always knew that eventually I would want a podcast. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I love talking. I don't stop talking. I know, shocking news. And I love podcasts. I always know I wanted to have that. And when I first came to Hollywood, I initially wanted to have a podcast, but it was a lot of logistics. It was a lot of things. Plus, I was so busy. And I had floated several ideas for podcasts. And then I kind of started a solo one because it's fun to have a solo one, but it's not the same though. And this is okay. Oh my God, manifestation. I'm kidding, but let me explain this. So imagine me, I had told so many of my friends that one day I want to have a podcast with you. I had told this to my assistant. I had told this to one of my friends. I even told you. I told you this when we were in LA. So at one point we're in LA together, and at dinner, you turn to me and you go, "You know what we should do? We should have a podcast together." You said that to me, and immediately I'm like, "Wait a second! You don't understand. This was on my. I've been manifesting this." Which again, manifesting is a big word, but. I basically, you know this meme of like how girls shoot their shot. They just like 20 pictures of you.
I do not know this.
Okay. It's a meme of like how women flirt is they just like a guy's photo instead of being like, "Hi, I think you're attractive." They just like five photos, right?
What? So, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Am I giving people the wrong idea?
Whose photos are you like?
What if I like an artist's photos?
Okay, no, I really mean if you're like on the Instagram, right? And if you like someone's recent photo, I don't think they think you're in love with them. But if you go and like 20 of their photos and you comment like, "Hey, sexy, nice body," and stuff like that, then yeah, you know?
I mean, I say that, but it's like about the anime character.
They're cosplaying a worm. Hey, sexy, nice body.
Nice body.
I love that. This is so funny. Imagine you're accidentally like flirting with people and you don't even realize it because you just go to and you like 20 photos. You're like, "Wow, love the way that looks, winky face." If any artists are currently watching and you feel that she may have given you the wrong impression, please write in the comments.
I was not flirting with you. I just like your art a lot. And I like topless women.
Your breasts look heavy, ma'am. Can I hold them? Okay, back to my story before.
Yes.
So I am very reactive. I'm very emotional. I'm very kind of drama queen.
Really?
So when you tell me in LA, when you she turns to me at dinner, by the way, and just very seriously out of nowhere, she goes, "You know, you and I should have a podcast together." And my reaction is that meme of like the guy holding his head going, "Oh!" And I think over dinner, it's just the two of us. And I just start talking really loud and I go, "Oh my God, you have no idea." I'm telling her.
Apparently, I did not have
it. And I'm basically explaining to you, like, "Oh, you don't understand. I told my assistant about this. I told my mom about this. I told my friends about it." And she goes, "Why have you never told me?" I was just waiting for the right moment. But in my head, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to have a podcast with Mint one day. I want to have a podcast with Mint. I think we'd be amazing. We're friends." It just, you know, the timing never aligned. But in my head, I was sure that one day we'd have a podcast. But I just never told you. I'm like, "Okay, that's my husband right there. I just never made my move or told him I'm interested. But that's my husband right there." Me with the podcast.
You literally just never told me.
Were you surprised when I was like, you know, I was just jumping on the table? I wasn't jumping. I'm channeling Tom Cruise jumping on the couch, but
literally like going return to monkey in the restaurant. Yeah.
But then the problem was the timing at the time, right? Where I had already left Hollywood, but you were still there. And
yeah.
It would just be really hard to have a podcast at that time.
Right. But now I've left. I didn't leave Hollywood. I left heaven.
Heavenwood.
Heavenwood. Heaven does have its own version of Hollywood. That's what I would kind of hang out at. But, you know.
Another crazy thing about this is when you left, we did not bring up a podcast. Even though this summer, I kind of told you and admitted to you that I was like, I really am going to have a podcast with you one day. We both did not think about it. We both didn't. And this is where you are so dramatic. I love you so much. And you are so dramatic. But you know what she said? She was like, I think I'm just going to go work in a grocery store or maybe a bookstore, which is why I'm shaming you, because you're there's a person that you always really admired that left her career to work at a bookstore.
Yes, but that's not why I wanted to work at a bookstore.
Really?
Yes, actually, it's because the bookstore.
I don't believe you.
It's true. I actually never even. Actually, literally, in this moment is when
I don't
you,
believe you at
no,
all.
No, I am being 100% serious. But no, I just thought because I saw that they were hiring. And I like working. Well, I've never worked at a bookstore before, but I like mm-hmm. how at bookstores, usually they have like a coffee place connected. And so it smells nice. But I don't want to work as a barista.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it's just, it's no. a lot of work, right? You have to learn how to make coffee. But I'll just be,
I don't know. I also was just like, I have to find maybe like another maid cafe to mm-hmm. work at or something. Mm-hmm. So of course, but I didn't think maybe a maid cafe. I thought maybe a bookstore or a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
I'm glad you brought that up so dramatically as well, because I think if you had told me that you wanted to work something different, I would have maybe just let it slide. But that's when I said, wait a second. And I brought us back to, hey, remember this summer when I, you know, channeled you and we connected in Los Angeles and we talked about the podcast. How do you feel about that again? And that's when we kind of started floating the idea again of the podcast.
Would you be mad if I told you I was still looking for a grocery store?
Oh my God. You know, okay. We started seeing each other. How can you be texting other people?
Well, no, I was like, I don't know if streaming will be, you know, I don't know anything.
It's also, just because I tell you that I want to have a podcast, you don't know if I'm going to follow through with it. And I'd like to say, well, we'll talk about the podcast a little bit more in depth in future episodes, but I put my little Corpo Momo suit on. I girl boss. I did my little work. You know, I really like, I set a lot of things up because I'm a big fan of podcasts. I've always wanted to have a podcast and you are just the perfect co-host. You, I think together it's more fun than just us being alone.
I don't think I've ever seen a podcast one person either. Like one, is there such thing?
Yeah, Brittany Broski.
Oh,
the kombucha meme girl.
The one that goes.
Yeah. She has a solo podcast. There's a few people that do solo podcasts and talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't blame, you know, obviously I can joke about it and be fake upset, but I don't blame you because how many times have you had people tell you, oh my God, I have such a crazy idea. Let's do it. And then it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
It never gets out of the group chat.
True. Well, it's
but
also,
I get shit done, as you may have learned. You've only known me for a few years, but I get shit done.
I also want people to realize that grocery store is not like a euphemism for something else. Like, I was like, well, I'll need a job. So
you'll need to occupy your time. You'll need to, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. You would be surprised how expensive it is being a ghost. And Yeah.
Wait, now that you brought this up, though, my timeline is kind of funky. So you told me, okay.
Wait.
You said you loved me. I don't understand. Why were you?
Huh?
You told me at the start that I asked you, I'm like, is this something that you're excited about? Do you believe in this vision? And you said, you told me yes.
I do. But I think also,
you want to be safe, maybe like look out after your future or.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, people say that I struggle with knowing my worth, I guess. And so I don't know
I can see
if people will, you know, watch it or what. Yeah. If you're listening to this right now, thank you for listening.
One like is one more self-worth for her.
Oh, good. I have two self-worth right now. One from you, one from Mysterious Momo.
No, I get it, right? Where just because I propose an idea, and you know how busy I am with, you see me stream 15-hour days and you think, okay, when is this podcast going to happen? You have never made a podcast. I've never made a podcast. Yeah, how are we going to do it?
But we did it.
Yeah. We're here. Oh my gosh. We're in our fancy little beach right now.
I know. That you designed?
Oh. I mean,
it's a real beach.
It's a real beach, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagined this very real beach. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm like, oh, I love the smell of the ocean. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you hear the birds in the background? And the clouds are very real.
And the sun in the horizon.
Yeah, we're going on a really fun summer. I know it's called summer special, but we're on a summer adventure as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We have lots of things that we've been cooking up for you guys. So I hope that you'll keep listening. And
you don't have to remind them to keep listening.
What do you mean? We want them to feel like we appreciate them.
We do. You know, we appreciate you, right?
Oh, this is, what is this, like Dora the Explorer episode? Please record yourself saying yes and input it into this form that we will include.
Oh my god, I just gargled my water. Oh, wait, okay? I actually want the timeline of this though. Now you've blown my mind. When did you start feeling that it was not a joke? That I meant it when I was like, hey, do you... Because I asked you, I think at the beginning, I said, here's my ideas. And I asked you how committed you were willing to be. Mm. I basically told you, I'm ready for marriage. Are you ready for marriage?
No, I think I believed you from the beginning.
Yet you still were looking for it.
No, it's not. It's not you. It's not like I'm going to find a job to...
I agree.
No, stop. I wasn't finding a job to replace this and be like, oh, I found a job. Now I can't do the podcast. It was to have something on to be able to survive in this afterlife. Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So you knew like from the beginning that it was going to be something that we're taking seriously. And
yeah, I take everything seriously.
You really do. That's why I had asked you from the beginning. I said, how committed do you want to get? Because if you are going to get committed, we will go all out. And I think we are. We are going all out.
We are. We're all out, baby.
It's all hanging out. I'm excited. Now, again, to talk about the podcast, it is a temporary podcast, as we've said before.
Yeah.
What we're thinking about, so for the structure, we are going to start having kind of a theme every podcast, but it's going to be one main topic of discussion with a lot of little topics and a lot of catching up, a lot of talking. One of the main reasons that I wanted to start this podcast was because I wanted to work with you and I wanted to travel with you and I wanted to spend more time with you. And as everybody might know, it becomes much harder to keep up with your friends as you become an adult. As you get, when I say become an adult, I really mean getting into your 30s, your 40s. It just gets harder. Everyone's so busy.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
What is the lifespan of a space roach anyway?
Too long.
Too
long. Too long. I can live a long time. I'm so old. And I just... Oh, sorry. So one of the reasons for the pod is I wanted an opportunity to work with my friend and have a really cool way to catch up all the time.
Yeah.
And now we just get to catch up more. We already have some events planned. Actually, by next episode, we will be announcing that we are attending a convention with a meet and greet.
Whoa.
By the next episode, it will be announced.
Wait, actually?
Yeah. You read. Every other day, I'm like, hey, sorry to bother you. Can you please read the group chat about this?
Yes. No, I didn't realize it was so soon. I'm sorry. Time as a ghost is very, you know,
I don't blame you.
Like, time is a human construct, mm-hmm. okay? Like, I don't.
It will be announced, like, I think a day or two after the podcast. The first episode is live. So by the second episode, we can talk about it more in detail. We can give everybody a little bit more, more context with it. But one of the reasons that this was very important to me was I wanted a summer with you, and I wanted, so that I want to bring this up. I really want this to be our kind of fun adventure time. Sometimes when I look at the news or when I look at what's happening, I get a little sad and I feel a lot of things. And if I feel this way, I know our fans feel this way as well. I just, when I watch podcasts or when I watch streams, I really look forward to it. Every week I know, okay, the podcast is coming out at this time. I carve out a time in my day. I clean my room or I cook. And also when quarantine happened, there was many podcasts that kind of kept me through the quarantine and I had something to look forward to every week. And I just feel like right now with how things are going in the world, I really want to be something that people can look forward to every week. I feel that I always told myself if ever I got into a place in my life where I was happy again consistently, that I would want to share that. And this is also why we're going to be going on some adventures. We're going to be attending conventions. We're going to be talking to you about a lot of it. And I'm excited.
I think a big thing. Really, yeah. A big thing also for me is like kind of going back to the temporary thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get older, you kind of lose that magic of summer. You know, as a kid, you're always like, you're like, oh, summer vacation, summer adventures, like camp or travel or hanging out with friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of wanted to be able to bring that back.
Yeah.
Again, and kind of have something maybe that not only we can look forward to, but something maybe you guys can also look forward to and say like, oh yeah, I wonder what summer shenanigans these two
are going to get into.
it's
exciting. And we are also very open to your suggestions, to your recommendations. The way the podcast is going to be structured is every week, Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to have the times below or on screen for the other time zones.
Yes.
Every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, you're going to get an episode. You're going to get a 90-minute episode, roughly, maybe a little shorter, a little longer. On this channel, it's always going to be free. Never worry about it. And then immediately after, oh, sorry, my throat. You will get a 60-minute episode on the Patreon. And please give us your suggestions of things we can do on the Patreon. We already have some ideas that we'll talk to you about.
Oh, yeah, there's a Patreon.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about that.
We have a lot of announcements. We have a lot of things. So for the Patreon, there is, you know, it's going to be 60-minute episode once a week as well. So you're basically getting a bonus episode. And then we also are planning to do a little bit of watch-alongs, a bit of other stuff, sign postcards. Please give us your suggestions. Please give us your recommendations, either in the comments here or in the Patreon section. We also have merchandise.
Merchandise!
We are going to pause. The pictures are going to be shown on the screen.
Oh yes, my God. Yes. So cute.
Something very important. The merchandise will be available for the whole run of the podcast. So if you cannot get it right now, do not worry. The merchandise will be in stores for many, many months to come.
Yeah.
You have a favorite merch item?
I really like the standee, how it connects.
Me too.
I think it's so cute.
Me too.
What about you?
the picture that I gave for the standee for the artist, we'll have all the artist credits, we'll have everything on screen, but the picture that I gave is like God with the creation of Adam, I think it's called. That was like the inspiration for the standee. Something that was God, so important to me. Yeah, right. And God. Oh, yeah, because you're coming from heaven and you're touching me. And I have the little that's me. I actually, something that was really important to me for our merch that we both really bonded over was we wanted merch that was kind of usable in everyday life, right? An eco bag, socks, coasters, things that you will use and things that you will want to use. And the standees, I love standees. That's my non-negotiable.
I have so many acrylic plastics in my house.
You do. We should do a tour one time. Maybe.
Maybe.
That future. Mm-mm-mm. There's a lot. Like we already have scared. So many ideas of one time I'm telling you, I will explain to you the lore of Warhammer. Once I start playing Metal Gear, I will have like a weekly segment at the end of each episode of where I am in Metal Gear.
I'm so excited to talk about Metal Gear.
I'm so excited for you to talk about Metal Gear. So yeah, cool, so get our merch. It's going to be available for as long as you want. Please do not feel like you need to subscribe to the Patreon. You will still be able to watch the podcast for free, an hour and a half every single week. And the Patreon is just extra perks. If you want to get extra, you don't gotta. And we are going to be attending conventions or maybe having panels, we will let you know as well if we have meet and greets. Of course.
Soon as we are able to.
I'm excited. What else?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Please keep giving us your suggestions. We're always reading them. We are building this with you and we want you to be as involved as you can be and just give us, tell us everything.
Also appreciate your patience with us trying to figure things out. So might take us maybe a couple weeks to, get all the technical things and
the shyness,
stuff like that.
I promise you all, you think right now that I'm yapping too much. Give her 2 weeks. I will not get a word in. If I try to talk, she's like, shut up, Bata. And like, trust me, she is a yapper. She's shy right now. She's trying to have a good impression.
Well, no, I'm not trying to have any impression. I just, like I said, it's been a long time. I got to get back into it. Okay.
I know. It's a muscle, right? It's like riding a bike. You never lose it. You just got to get it. Oh, you're so cute.
You call me out, man.
Try to get that rage out of you.
Yeah, I have a lot of rage. I'm a vengeful ghost. Rage.
Yeah, you are, with the little smile. What else? What are you most excited about the pod and working together?
I think I this is going to sound very extremely generic, but I'm actually just really excited about how we're going to be spending the summer. Like, I, as a kid, loved summer the most.
Yeah.
I loved going places and, as a ghost, like, it's easier to just haunt one place, and that place typically is my maid cafe. But I'm excited to, go around and have fun and do lots of exciting things together and maybe meet some people at conventions in the future and just whatever we get into,
Same. Again, not to have the generic answer.
I agree. I'm copying your answer.
I put a thumbs up and a like.
Yeah. True queen. It's like when someone types a whole paragraph and you just say LOL. LOL.
Same. I am just looking so forward to this. I am looking forward to, for some of you might not know, but I'm very extroverted. I love to travel. We get energy at different times of the day, and that's a little bit annoying. But we'll talk about it in a moment. So I really am just so excited because already we have a few conventions planned. We have a few trips planned. There's a lot of stuff. I miss you and I love you and you're my friend. And I'm so excited to basically just live my life with you for the next few months.
It's a few months.
I know. It's a long time. We're basically married, if you think about it.
This is like a speed marriage, speed divorce. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to divorce me.
We can, please.
Well, the podcast will end.
Oh, don't say it. It hasn't. It just started, and you're already talking about its
end. I'm cursed. Yeah. Is that like bad luck in the entertainer world, you think, maybe? Like,
I think so.
Kind of like how you have to say break a leg instead of a good luck. Is it talking Macbeth. About the end? Macbeth!
Oh, no!
Wait, what's wrong with Macbeth?
If you say Macbeth three times, you're not supposed to say that because it's really bad.
Macbeth!
Wait.
Macbeth! Yeah. Macbeth!
Wait, I said it how many times?
You said it more than three times.
Beetlejuice!
something about when we travel together. I am a morning person. I wake up in the morning and I am ganky. I don't even need a coffee. I am ready to conquer the world. But because of that, at 10 p.m., I am a shell of a woman. I am, you know, girl deteriorating. And you are doing jumping jacks. You're running around.
I got the zoomies one point and I ran around.
And I'm just like passing out. I'm a little Victorian child on the bed. You're just zooming around like, Mata!
Okay, but to be fair, I think that was when we went to MGS Con last year together, right?
And it's a Metal Gear convention.
Yes, it's a Metal Gear convention.
Which we will probably have a full episode to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you donated all that to their Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah, tell them again. How, oh my God. Yeah, I'm so amazing.
No, actually, I'm so grateful because we got Cynthia Harrell to the... I say we as if I had any input.
It's my money, but you know, we.
Sorry, I speak in the royal we like all the time. But also the we'll have the Metal Gear Rising. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, sorry. This is not what this is about. But
it's okay. We are definitely going to talk about all our passions. You can talk about Metal Gear a bit. Go ahead.
What I was saying is it was at the convention. So that day I had like filled with just pure unfiltered Metal Gear energy. So I was like, yeah.
You were... I say you were so annoying. I wasn't annoyed. I thought it was funny. But I like to say that you were so annoying. I would talk to people. So I have only played Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2. I started Metal Gear Solid 3. I'm only at the intro. I would talk to somebody in cosplay. And she'd come in and be like, Mata! Stop! It's a spoiler! Their cosplay is a spoiler! I'm not going to remember their cosplay. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. I'm not going to remember their cosplay and the spoiler. She's like, stop talking to them.
No.
Somebody would play a video on TV. She'd go, stop looking at it.
No. You can't be like, oh my God, she was controlling everything. When they were literally going through like cutscenes of MGS4.
That's the last game. I don't know.
I thought
MGSV was the last game.
No, I mean last game in the timeline.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like all the spoilers.
Ah.
You can't come in and be like, you can't come over. Yeah, and I don't think I ever told you to stop talking to people. I just said, you can't talk, you have to be careful about who you talk to, because what if they just mention a casual spoiler being like, oh yeah, I'm cosplaying this person, and the reason I'm cosplaying them is because, and then it's just like, now that's going to be stuck in my brain, and I've just changed my whole perception of the whole game, because I just got spoiled on this entire thing, because I just talked to this one person, because you're an extrovert.
I think at one point, though, my extroversion did annoy you a tiny little bit.
Oh, yeah, it did.
At one point. So for anybody that hasn't been to... Oh, my. We have to... Maybe we keep this for the MGS. MGS Con.
Maybe.
Episode.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep this.
We're going to... But the thing I was going to tell you was the panel when I just started laughing so hard.
Uh-huh.
And you're like...
And I had to be like, shut up!
Sorry, everybody. You're going to have to wait for the Metal Gear episode.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now, oh, gosh, is this year going to be okay?
just get ready for when I explain to you the Warhammer timeline as I understand it. Okay. Which is, I think you will love it. I think it's going to be so up your alley.
Is it like a Kingdom Hearts kind of situation?
I've not played Kingdom Hearts, so I don't know.
Oh.
But basically, okay. like the story, it's Warhammer 40,000 because it's 40,000 years in the future. But a big chunk of the story happens in 30,000. And then, for example, like one of my favorite faction, the Necrons, they went to sleep for like 100,000 years plus because they basically were in power. Mm. Then they predicted a new power rising, and then they predicted that power, you know, being its own demise. So they were like, you know what? We're going to take a nap. And then when they demise, we'll wake up. And now they're waking up. And then my other favorite faction are these little bugs. These little bugs, they come out of space and they're eating everybody. And everybody thinks they're this big menace. They're the Tyranids. And to me, they're just the little hungry guys. They're just still hungry. Going. They're just hungry. We are definitely going to have a maid episode.
Oh, yeah, we have to. We still haven't gone to a maid cafe together. Well,
what are you talking about? We've been to... Really?
One.
Two.
Not in Japan.
We've been to a maid cafe.
Oh!
You forgot?
Let me explain. It was because I was so embarrassed.
About what?
Because I remember you were like... I've told this to several people where I was just like, I used to vouch for this maid cafe so hard.
Then
you guys were kind of like, oh, I'm not really feeling the moe energy. And I was like, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. So I'll take you to a better one.
Okay. In your defense and in their defense, just so we're clear, when we went, they were very busy. We were a group of six and they were very busy.
Yes.
My thing was... It just, the way that maid cafe worked was a little different than some of the other ones I'd been to. Mm. And okay, the fact, I actually wrote it in my script, but something I really admire about you. So that day I had, and we'll talk about it more in
script?
Detail.
There's no script. What are you talking
about? No, not script, but I wrote down a few, I think it's normal in a podcast that you write down a few things that you want to talk about. Yeah. So in case we're like, oh, what do we talk about? And
I don't think we have a problem with that.
You are, okay, I am actually going to embarrass you here. You are so... Uh-oh. Adorable. So that day I met up with you, but I had food poisoning. I actually had food poisoning the day before because I ate raw chicken liver.
Yeah.
And you were so nice. Like usually if I tell you to do something or anything, you'll be a little kind of kusogaki about it. You'll be like, no, I don't wanna. And they gave me the little wet wipes to wipe my fingers, but I was so kind of out of it that you wiped my fingers for me and you were so nice. And then anything I needed, you were so caring and oh my God, you were so sweet. You were very sweet.
I think if I wiped your hands.
Yeah, you wiped my hands. I think if I would have asked you to feed me, you would have. Genuinely. Because it was very sweet.
Well, you were sick.
I was. And I still wanted to go out because I wanted you to meet some of my friends. Like I wanted, it was like kind of big friend groups that you hadn't met before. And I know that if I didn't organize this, you would have not have met them because you're shy.
Oh, true. I'm very shy. I don't really. It takes a lot for me to message people. Mm-hmm. It's not a them thing. It's a me thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm the problem. It's
you
me.
Are. I message you all the time.
I message you too.
You do actually. But something that I wrote down was basically that day we requested a few songs, and you were doing. For anybody that doesn't know, we'll talk about it more in detail in the Maid Cafe episode. But there are these calls that you can do and dances, and it's Wotage is the dance, and basically whenever the maids were dancing, you were yelling next to me and you were so energetic that I feel truly you healed my soul. I was so out of it, and then after hearing you like jump and dance and do your Wotage, I felt healed. Thank you.
I'm glad that I don't know, like whenever people are just like, oh my gosh, that was so wild, how did you do all those calls and everything, but to me like it's so normal, like that's just what I that's how I mm-hmm. am on a daily basis almost. So it doesn't feel very like so sugoi, you know.
For anybody also wondering, maybe you like don't know the word wotage. Love this, you love where I'm going with this. If you've ever seen Oshinoko, the babies are doing a little dance, as people love to call it, the Oshinoko baby dance.
Yeah,
I know. Well, the gay fans don't like that very much.
Ah, but, it's okay.
We'll talk about it in more detail.
Anyone who gets like so upsetty spaghetti about it, just taking it too seriously.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think, you know, I can appreciate, you know, not to get too much into this, but I can always appreciate when a medium allows more people to get into something, you know. But also, I understand when people are just like, I gotta gatekeep to keep my hobby pure or whatever. But it's more fun when you allow other people to come in and make your fandom or make your interests less stagnant, you know?
I am hoping when we do the Maid Cafe episode, we, you know, and we're not going to spoil too much, but we can kind of get into detail about what to do in a Maid Cafe, what not to do, what to expect, what you can ask, what you can learn, how to be respectful, just a little bit of a crash course. Because especially in the USA, Maid Cafes are not always around as much. And if you want to experience, it is something so
at all.
It is something very magical and very nice. It's just, you really do feel like you're transported in a different world. And it's nice.
I think you know, a lot of people think that it's going to be like so cringe and so like embarrassing, but there's also different degrees of Maid Cafe. So when we do the episode about it, go to one that makes you feel maybe a little bit more comfortable, you know?
Yeah. Is there other things you're very passionate about that you'd want us to talk about as we kind of get into the podcast more? Conventions, metal gear, Maid Cafes.
Idols.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big one.
I think idols and maids kind of go hand in hand a little bit, but I think
other video games as well. Like, we are fans of a lot of different franchises that we'd love to talk about and get into.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're nerds.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't really say that. But we do nerd out about this kind of stuff. And,
I even as a dead person, I chose to be a maid. So I think that just
you could have been anything, and you chose to be a maid.
Could have been anything.
Yeah.
What if I was be something else? I don't know. The afterlife is my oyster. What?
If I speak, I am in big trouble. Oh boy. Another thing I want to say. So something I want to call you out real quick. Today's episode is going to be a lot of jumping stories and a lot of stuff like that. But like I said, in future episodes, we're going to have a lot more of we kind of are going to have topics.
Yeah.
I just want to start building your character for the audience. Okay.
Okay.
When we were in Japan together, well, you were in Japan and I was in Japan and we met up.
Yeah.
And I love you so much that I saw really nice wallets and I bought us matching wallets and I gave them to you and I thought it was so cute. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so, you know, I give giving, you know, give giving is a big love language of mine.
Yes.
And then you talked about it, but you didn't mention how I bought you the wallet. You just told people that day that I couldn't find a way to flush the toilet. And it was so funny. And why did you only talk about me not flushing the toilet? Why did you not bring up that I gave you a really nice wallet? And it was kind of like, hey, I'm giving you this wallet for, you know, we're tied together by the podcast. So yeah, tell me about that.
Yes. Okay. So
why do you live to embarrass me?
Yeah, what is this? What is this? Okay. I think because the shock of the toilet, and you have to also understand, so what had happened was we went out.
Fancy lunch.
We went out. Was it fancy?
It was like fancy-ish lunch, the two of us.
Yeah. It was a nicer lunch. It was a nicer place. And I go to the bathroom. And I like to wear, I didn't used to like to wear rings, but I had started getting into rings a little bit. And I had one that I had just bought recently. And I I am prepping for the toilet.
What do you mean by prepping for the toilet?
What's a nicer way to say it?
What does it mean? How do you prep for the toilet?
You kind of look at it in the eyes and you say like, okay, I'm going to...
Itadakimasu, but like the toilet version of that.
Yeah, I'm going to partake in toilet-related activities. I'm going to expel the ectoplasm. But anyway, while I am getting ready, I hear a clink, clank, clank. I was like, what is that? And I look down in the toilet that has not been used. Mm-hmm. But there is my ring at the bottom of the toilet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. So I had to flush it. And that made me really sad. And you go to the bathroom afterwards and you're like, Mint, I didn't know how to flush the toilet.
I came back. I'm like, we gotta go. We gotta get out of here. We paid. Let's get out of here.
We're already talking about how this place was kind of nicer. So we're like, I accidentally flushed by. I'm probably ruining their septic tank with this ring.
No, ring, it won't ruin anything.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you just fish out the ring, huh? Since it happened before the ectoplasm. Why didn't you just take it out of the toilet?
You're going to put your hand in a toilet?
Yeah.
I've only done that once before.
So you didn't even try to fish it out?
No.
Wow.
It was gone forever. It was dead to me. Just as dead as I am.
I don't know why. It's
Have you ever fished something out of a toilet before? A public toilet. A public toilet.
Okay, not a public one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not a public one.
Yeah. I had to fish one out. I had to fish my cell phone out of a public toilet once.
For a second, I thought you were going to say myself out.
I had to do that once too.
She's so tiny. She's so tall, small.
I'm tall?
No, she's so small.
I'm tall?
No, you're not. In your imagination. We do have a very big personality crammed into a very small ghost. So I feel like it feels like there's even more personality than there is. But why for the bathroom, you just to finish that story.
Yeah,
that's one thing. When we talk just the two of us, we don't finish stories. But on the podcast,
we have to make
a conscious effort to wrap the stories.
Yes.
So why did you decide to shame me to people, huh? It's hard. Sometimes toilets in Japan, I can't read Japanese. I don't know. I clicked the buttons and they didn't flush. So I.
Because you're always embarrassing me. I had to reverse Uno. I had to turn the tables on you.
No, you.
But no, I. Sorry that I didn't mention the wallet.
Nah, I just thought it was funny. I'm like, wow. You chose to embarrass me.
I only talked about how you couldn't flush a toilet.
I love it.
No, we got very cute matching wallets. And yeah. Thank you, my tower.
I love you.
My wallet. I use it every day. And I keep my money in there. And my checkies, my idle checkies.
Yeah. Oh. That's for the. I have to talk about your little book, but that's for the main cafe episode.
My book.
Your book. What? Again, for anybody listening, we've been friends for a very long time, and obviously, like I roast her, she roasts me. It's all good friends. It's all good vibes. And in fact, that's actually something I really like about our dynamic. I like that not one person is the punching bag, and not another. We really do both punch each other all the time.
It's true.
And it's fun.
Yeah. You said you wanted someone to bicker with, so
yeah.
Here I am.
Here you are.
To haunt
making
you.
Making me regret my decision.
Yeah, I'm going to steal all your life force and yummy.
Delicious life force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, I'm excited for you to kind of get your bearings as well, because it's different when you haven't done content.
I know.
Kind of get used to this, right?
I think, yeah, maybe this episode, since it's kind of an introduction episode, it might feel a little all over the place or a little like we're kind of, we have no real direction or anything like that.
How but
no, I mean, it will get better is what I'm trying to say is, you know, maybe sometimes we'll start a story and we accidentally won't finish it, but...
Call us out on it, by the way, in the comments.
True, yes, please.
Well, tell us, because a lot of times when you're just having a conversation with your friend, you leave some stories unfinished, and then you randomly, you know, 3 weeks later, you go, wait, you never finished that story. What happened?
Yeah. I do that all the time. Or like,
you really do.
I do that all the time. Or if like, you know, we kind of, maybe if we experience something together and we are explaining the story and you're like, I don't really understand the context, like let us know and we can kind of help, like, you know, maybe be like, okay, this was actually, because in our heads and when we are doing it together, it's obviously a different experience than us recounting it to people listening. So
and we will eventually, as we have, you know, the Metal Gear episode, the Warhammer episode, the Maid Cafe episode, we will kind of let you in on stories and let you in and kind of, you will understand the world we're building and all that stuff. But right now, if you are new to both of us, and by the way, let us know if you've never seen either me or Mint. Maybe you've never
interacted
with us.
I don't think anyone's seen me. I don't think anybody, maybe I should have done a better introduction of myself. Can I start over?
How about we do a little outroduction? What are your favorite things? Tell us about, tell me about yourself.
I was going to say, can we just... Can we just start the whole podcast over again?
Can we will kill you.
You can't.
I know you're already dead. I will revive you and I will murder you slowly. I will slowly hurt you. I know you love those scary ghost episodes, the podcast of people talking about murders. I will listen to one just so I can hurt you.
No, I don't listen to podcasts about murders. I listen to podcasts about ghosts.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Get it right. Oh, my God. Get it right.
Tell me about yourself for anybody who doesn't know you.
Okay. This is probably way late, but hello. Hello, everybody. I am Mint Phantom. I am a ghost maid VTuber. I had done some activities long, long time ago, and then I stopped. And now I'm back, and
this is really fascinating. I'm learning so much about you.
What? Okay. What do you want me to say? This is an outro.
That you love grape jelly. That you love maids. That you have, like, you know, the
first
stuff.
I am a maid.
Okay. That you love certain anime.
Okay. Okay.
My favorite. That you never ran a half marathon with me.
Okay. Podcast episode. We run a half marathon together.
Yeah. Better start training.
Ooh. Okay. I've been in Japan. I've been walking. I've been traveling. I get like...
I ran a half marathon already.
You ran?
I did. So far away. Couldn't get away.
You kept up a speed of running the entire time?
Okay, I may have lost a few times, but I still finished my half marathon in 3 hours, okay? So screw you. My walking pace is very fast. I still, I didn't stop, okay? I kept going the whole time. You know what you didn't do? Go to the half marathon when you said you were gonna.
Yeah, but you still said you ran the marathon. I think we need to.
Sometimes I would walk faster than people were running.
I'm just teasing you.
I know. So you didn't run a half marathon with me or walk a half marathon with me. You love grape jelly.
I love grape cognac jelly.
Mm-hmm. You have the palate of a child.
Yeah, when we got sushi together. Yeah. We have so many things to tell you guys. We gosh. Do. Yeah. And lots more coming up. I don't know what else to say. I like anime. I like games. I like Metal Gear. I like maids and idols and all things cute.
You love cute girls.
I love cute girls.
Because you say like you love women and boobs, but then you also love cute girls. What do you think you love more? I think you like cute girls more.
Is that not the same thing?
Well, girls can be cute and girls can have big boobs. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
Are boobs not sex? I mean, not. I mean, they are sexy. Are boobs not cute? Or
I don't think boobs are sexy.
I think boobs are cute, too.
Maybe.
Do y'all think boobs are cute or sexy?
Comment down below. Boobs. Sexy or cute or both? I think.
You really both. Love cute girls. I feel like you get a little Oji-san about this. So there's Oji-san is like old man vibes. I think inside you lives an old otaku man who just loves cute girls.
Is there anything wrong with that though? My love is pure. I just like to view, you know, in a very innocent way. I think it's very nice to be able to look at cute things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get you. What are some, you talked about anime. Do you have a favorite genre?
You first.
Okay. For me, when I was getting into anime for freaking 25 plus years ago, I feel like I've talked about this before, and you know, we can have a whole anime episode where we get into this in detail, but I feel that I got into the anime that was brought over and dubbed that subtitled. This was before dubs.
Oh.
And a lot
before
of the
dubs.
The dubs were there, but not as much. Like people usually just subtitled, right?
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the stuff that I watched were the stuff that people brought over and subtitled. And maybe it was where I was, you know, maybe it was who I was at the time, but it was a lot of kind of edgy stuff, right? It was your Perfect Blue, your Elfin Lied, all that kind of stuff. What is it? Serial Experiments Lane, things like that. It was kind of that era of anime being brought over, right?
This was
before your isekais, before everything. I mean, yeah, it was kind of before isekais. And I watched a lot of this darker stuff. And I also remember I would seek out content that maybe traumatized is the wrong word, but that would shock. I liked a lot of this shocking. And one of my favorite anime to this day is an anime called Mononoke. Not Princess Mononoke.
Oh,
it's so
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
But I know it. I know it.
But it has a few like kind of trigger warnings. You know, like there's a lot of very themes that are a little bit adult and a little bit jarring. But now I only watch Moe, Life of Life anime.
Yeah!
I only watch like cute girls doing cute things, you know, that's it. Maybe because I had previously sneaked out content that kind of, you know, shocked me that now
have
I just
watched,
want feel good.
Have you watched Yuru Camp?
I have not.
Oh, you would love it. Oh my God, you would love it.
We can have an episode where we recommend some of our favorite stuff. And, we could watch along it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what about you and your favorite genres?
Well, I really like cute girls doing cute things.
Yeah.
I think there's not so much, but I really love a good mystery.
Yeah, I like Detective Conan, right? There's not a lot of good mystery.
I love Detective Conan. But yeah, there's not like a ton of like actual mystery type anime, but
maybe if you guys can recommend us some good mystery ones. Could be good.
Yeah,
I feel like Conan is the only one I can really think about. Sometimes there's a murder or, you know, Spy X Family had a little bit, but not really. It wasn't really mystery.
Yeah, like some of them are not like full mystery, like I'm a detective kind of genre. Like it'll be like there's some sort of secret that needs to be uncovered, like something like that. That's kind of enticing to me. But
yeah.
But we'll talk more about that in the anime episodes.
Definitely.
Anything we should wrap up before?
Anything we should wrap up about me? Mm-hmm. As you said, I love my ugly little games. I used to be really into. I mean, I love roguelikes. I love roguelites. As I am recording this with you, I recently got into a game called Death Must Die, which is kind of a mix of Hades and Vampire Survivors. So much fun. I love my Crusader Kings 3. I love my 4X games. So 4X is basically like expand, exterminate. Something else, but it's your civilization games, right?
Of course, you only remember the two that are important to you.
Exploit, expand, exterminate.
Okay.
I don't remember the other one. And so, for example, this summer, I want to have like 3 streams of 12 hours in a row where I just learn Stellaris, which is civilization in space, and just let people backseat me while I learn the game. There's another ugly little game I played called Kenshi that is fun. I like Cruelty Squad, which is kind of a boomer shooter. I like a lot of boomer shooters. You played Doom. I remember that.
I think you'd
really like Bold Gun. It's a Warhammer boomer shooter. It's great.
Mm.
And I also love tactics games. So as we're recording this, I am currently playing Warhammer Mechanicus. But I really like a lot of these kind of pixel art, more indie style games. I used to be really into card games and deck builders. I used to play Hearthstone a lot. I used to play a little bit of poker, allegedly.
This is kind of random, but did you play Dave the Diver?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. I played it when it was in... I never got that far, so I didn't realize how it gets, like, at the end there with the idols and all that.
It's like a lot of managing stuff. I feel like you might like it.
I played a game called Lobotomy Corp, which is a little bit about managing. I like that. I think I'm pretty okay with that. So I like games that I'm not... Okay. I don't know if you... Because you have not played... Did you play games when you were very young?
Kind of. Like, I watched my dad play most of them. So, like, I would sit in his lap and he would play, like, Diablo and Tomb Raider Everwinter Nights and everything like that.
When do you remember actually gaming? Like, do you remember gaming when you were a youth? Or?
Well, like, my gaming was, like, I played some Sonic and mostly Pokemon. Like, I played a lot of Pokemon, but...
Oh, my God. You would have loved the Sonic Symphony that I just went to this week. Oh, we'll talk about that more.
But, yeah.
So, for me, my problem with gaming is I'm pretty old and I'm getting older. And I just feel like I'm not as good as I used to be. And not just that, but I don't have the drive to improve. And games that, for example, Satisfactory, Factorio, Crusader Kings, you can pause the game. You can take your time. It's a single player game.
I
don't have the drive to improve. I feel like I can't see that well anymore. I have a hard time focusing on games like I did before.
Really?
I don't know how I used to do it. I used to play this game called Ragnarok Online. I'll have to show you. When you do the Guild Wars, War of Imperium, you can't see anything. Yet somehow I could see and I was locked in. And now I could be looking at a bug in Helldivers and I don't see it, you know?
I don't know. Well, I was never like...
Age thing.
I've never been so good at games, but maybe I'm getting better. I don't know.
I think you're getting better and I'm getting worse.
I'm stealing your life force.
You can judge me when I'm struggling in Metal Gear Solid 3.
It's okay. I also struggle.
Which Metal Gear are you excited for me to do? 3, 4?
Four.
Four is the one you're excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I love seeing the ending so much.
Okay.
I think you'll really like it.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. Really looking forward to it. And so this is something that I have brought up to you, but I want you to, you know, we'll figure out the logistics, but I want you to come stay in my little cave.
Okay.
Get into, like, maybe I'll do a week of Metal Gear and you can just come stay here and then, you know, kind of hang out with me while we do that. I think that would be so much fun.
That's my dream. A week of talking about Metal Gear. Nonstop.
I will be streaming 8 hours a day with you with me. Just Metal Gear. Cannot wait. I think that would be really, really fun.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. I will look forward. I don't know if the audience will look forward to that, but I will.
I think they will. I think it's really, really fun.
Mm.
So we have a few plans. We also have a little bit of a spoiler, but we have maybe an in-person episode that we're planning because we want to have, you know, where we are staring at each other and then we're talking. If we're at a convention, we might even do that. You know, we're not going to reveal everything.
Lots of stuff. Lots of, as you say, as you're like partially.
Anyway, so next week she's coming to my house. She's staying.
Next week we'll have another episode. We will talk
every
about
Monday.
Other stuff. Yes, every Monday. So look forward to it during the summer. And yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Being here. Sticking
thank
to the end.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Thanks for, pushing me to actually go through with this.
I'm excited for you to really get into your element again. Obviously, you're charming. You're amazing. It was great talking with you. But when you're on, I'm excited for you to, you know, feel excited. Not Okay. She wasn't excited today. No, I'm excited for you to kind of get into what you do best. Annoy me, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm ready to jump
to
into
go
it.
Film the Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. As a reminder, thank you for watching. Next episode, next Monday, we're about to go and film the Patreon episode. Reminder, merch will be linked below. We're probably going to have the merch show for a little bit over here. Get whatever you want. Tweet us photos. We are going to be thinking of a hashtag. Please recommend some hashtags for us. Give us anything. Bye-bye. We love you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're so cute. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.